Wednesday, March 31st, 2010, from Krumah Media in Johannesburg, I'm Rosalia Matlou, making headlines. The controversy around the recent singing of freedom songs was a sign that people had not dealt with the country's history, said President Jacob Zuma yesterday. Speaking at the Bethlehem White informal settlement in Pretoria West, Zuma said that another sign of this denial was last week's ruling by the High Court in Johannesburg that singing Dubula Ibunu, Shoot the Boer in the song Aisaba Amagwala was unconstitutional and unlawful. Anyone found singing the song could face charges of incitement to murder. The African National Congress says that the ruling was incompetent and unimplementable, insisting that there is no correlation between the singing of the song and attacks on farmers. Zuma said that the country had done well since 1994, but there was a need to make social cohesion a top priority. He called for national discussion on common heritage to reach an understanding and tolerance of culture and history. The African economy is likely to grow by an average of 4.3% this year, up from just 1.6% in 2009. But poverty could still rise as there may not be a similar increase in employment. A United Nations Economic Commission for Africa report predicts that all exporters in the sub-Saharan region will grow by 5.1% in 2010, while oil importers will expand by 4.9%. The projections are well short of the 7% needed to achieve the UN's Millennium Development Goal of halving poverty by 2015. UNECA adds that such growth rates are not enough to create large numbers of jobs. The issue of creating good jobs to lift millions out of poverty dominated the two-day meeting of senior government officials in the Malawi capital, Lilongwe, this week. Despite growth averaging 5% or more in March of the previous decade, millions of Africans still live below the breadline as the economic gains have failed to translate into jobs. The fallout from the global economic crisis last year has only exacerbated the situation. A warning by Rural Development and Land Reform Minister Gugile Nkwinti that commercial farmers must cooperate to avoid a situation in South Africa worse than Zimbabwe drew sharp reaction from the Agricultural Union TAUSA and the Freedom Front Plus yesterday. Nkwinti's remarks, reportedly made during an interview with eNews on Monday, were irresponsible, said the union's president Ben Merace, explaining that TAUSA sees Nkwinti's comments as an ill camouflage threat to farmers that their land can be occupied the Zimbabwe way if they are not prepared to give their land away. In a separate statement, the opposition FF Plus party also labelled Nkwinti's reference to Zimbabwe as irresponsible. FF Plus land reform spokesperson Peter Kronewald says that the minister's remark creates the impression that he subconsciously encouraged Zimbabwean type land reform. Also making headlines, President Jacob Zuma says that people were made to believe that there were no poor whites during the apartheid era. Former Madagascan President Marc Ravalomanana urges the European Union and France to lay sanctions on the island's leaders. The National Prosecuting Authority defends its plans to redeploy senior prosecutors, saying that this is part of the plan to boost lower courts. And the Central African Republic delayed its election to May 16th. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krumah Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.